Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Video app CEO goes before Congress.
There are serious security concerns with TikTok.
Police find school shooting suspect.
SWAT team searching the woods, located a body.
Trump lawyer ordered to testify.
Potentially providing a real prism into what Trump said.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For the first time, the CEO of TikTok will appear today before a congressional committee. CBS's Nicole Killian says it comes amid concerns the Chinese-owned video-sharing app is a security threat.
Hi, everyone. It's Sho here.
Today, the chief executive of TikTok will tout the platform's 150 million users.
That's almost half of the U.S. coming to TikTok.
And address lawmaker concerns about national security. Shouzi Chu tells the House Energy and Commerce Committee its parent company, ByteDance, which is based in Beijing, is not owned or controlled by the Chinese government. And he outlines a plan to set up a new firewall to seal off protected U.S. user data from unauthorized foreign access. Chu's testimony comes amid bipartisan calls to restrict the video sharing platform or ban it altogether.
We don't want this data in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party, period.
We need to have all options on the table.
TikTok has stepped up its lobbying efforts and paid for a group of creators to come advocate in Washington.
If the app were shut down, it would be detrimental, of course, for me and my business.
Now to Denver, where a county sheriff said last night they found the body of the teenager accused of shooting and wounding two administrators at his high school.
It's over. Comfortable and know that everything is closed down now.
KCNC-TV's Kennedy Cook.
Police say two staff members were conducting a routine pat-down search of 17-year-old Austin Lyle. When a handgun was discovered in his possession, that's when police say the student shot both men.
This particular student actually had a safety plan that was in place where they were to be searched at the beginning of the school day every day.
Nobody feels safe.
Students and parents are demanding answers and action.
No more meetings. No more words.
I appreciate it.
No more kids marching to your office.
CBS's Robert Costa reports now on new developments in the Mar-a-Lago documents investigation.
Donald Trump's lawyer, Evan Corcoran, has been ordered by an appeals court to testify about his communications with Trump concerning the handling of classified materials and must also share any relevant evidence, including documents and private audio files.
It's a really significant development.
Former federal prosecutor Harry Littman.
It could be absolutely devastating evidence of Trump's guilt of obstructing the investigation into the return of the classified documents.
It could also be a prism into what Trump said behind the scenes, before and after the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago last year. Meanwhile, a New York grand jury is expected to meet again today as it considers a possible criminal indictment of Trump related to hush money payments made in 2016 to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
Extreme weather in the West is blamed for at least five deaths, and CBS's Janet Shamlian tells us a tornado tore things up east of Los Angeles.
Cell phone videos captured a tornado ripping the roof from a Los Angeles area building.
Oh, my God.
Gusting winds sent debris flying. Almost a dozen other buildings were damaged.
It picked us up and threw us against the fence.
At least one person was taken to the hospital hit by that flying debris. In the San Francisco Bay Area, the storm is responsible for five deaths after hurricane-force winds toppled trees and plunged thousands into the dark. In Tulare County, some 800 homes have already been damaged, some destroyed.
We were not prepared. We do not have flood insurance. When we did buy this house, it was not a flood zone. We didn't think we needed it.
Overseas, a new wave of deadly attacks in Ukraine. Russian missiles and drones did the damage in several cities. President Zelensky visited soldiers fighting in eastern Ukraine.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Federal Reserve policymakers trying to stop inflation without causing additional banking turmoil raised interest rates by a quarter point yesterday. Fed Chairman Powell on what may be ahead.
We no longer state that we anticipate that ongoing rate increases will be appropriate to quell inflation. We now anticipate that some additional policy firming may be appropriate.
A judge has temporarily blocked a new abortion ban in Wyoming just days after it took effect. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The Wyoming Constitution does provide that people are entitled to make their own decisions regarding their health care. Therefore, the issue is whether abortion is considered a matter of health care.
Florida is looking to expand its ban on teaching young children about sexual orientation and gender identity to include all public school students. Critics have called it the Don't Say Gay law. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is just plain wrong, and we're going to continue to speak out against it.
President Biden goes to Canada tonight.
The president's overnight stay in Ottawa will have him meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and speaking to the Canadian Parliament. Aides say Mr. Biden will urge the Canadians to ramp up their defense spending to help fund a modernization of NORAD. Trudeau is expected to urge the president to do more about migrants crossing Canada's southern border, entering illegally from the U.S., National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
There are more people on the move in this hemisphere than there have been since World War II, and that affects both our countries.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Reuters reports the U.S. Border Patrol has sent 100 migrants trying to enter Canada to two cities in Texas in recent weeks on charter flights. Chevrolet says it'll stop making the Camaro early next year. The automaker doesn't say for sure it's the end of the line, but auto analyst Michelle Krebs says it's a sign of the times.
Muscle cars, the gas-powered ones, have seen their heyday, and that's over. Now we're on to a new era of electric vehicles.
To New York City now, and the story of some kids who got into an underground predicament.
The 911 call started like this.
What's the address of Sun
on? We don't know.
You don't know?
We're stuck in the sewer.
Five boys, 11 and 12 years old.
What do you mean by a sewer? Is it like a grate?
Getting stuck in the underground.
It's like
of Staten Island, New York. Dispatch spent more than 30 minutes on the phone with the boys trying to figure out exactly where they were in the dark.
I hear the sirens.
And in the cold.
It sounded like they went past us.
We could hear their voices a little bit.
They hear you. Call for help.
And I saw them about 40 feet down in the tube.
After being underground for an hour, a safe rescue.
Hold on. We're going to get you.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
They saved Beethoven's hair. Now experts have composed some findings.
Scientists looking for clues about Beethoven's health problems and hearing loss have decoded DNA from strands of his hair saved by fans and collaborators as keepsakes. While they didn't discover a clear explanation for the composer's deafness, they did identify genetic risk factors for liver disease and signs he had a hepatitis B infection that could have contributed to his cirrhosis. Medical biographers have long debated whether excessive drinking led to Beethoven's demise in 1827 at the age of 56. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A private company's rocket made almost entirely of 3D printed parts had a successful Florida launch, but after 3 minutes it had a problem and failed to reach orbit. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for The Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.